I want to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, and we all make them and we all break them, and maybe you've already broken them all, but this is something that I do every year, and I try to give you a list of some things that are good to do from a business, legal, financial, personal level that will just get your affairs in order. You know, we don't know how, you know, what's going to happen down the line. We've had many medical challenges this past year. And it's not even just your mortality that I'm talking about. It's the idea that you don't want to leave your affairs up in the air. You don't want to be disorganized. One of the things that makes things easier if you have a legal issue, if you have, if you die or you get sick, you don't want to leave a mess for your children. You don't want to leave a mess for your loved ones. And you don't want money to be spent trying to clean up those issues. So I have a New Year's resolutions. If you would like to email me, I'm happy to email you this list. It's in writing. And again, that's WGN@AskKarenConti.com. I'm going to go quickly through some of them, and then I'm going to intersperse those with some of the calls that are coming in so I can get to your legal questions. The first thing on my list is to get an estate plan. You've heard me say this a million times. A lot of people say, I don't really need one. I don't have much. Everything's taken care of. But you don't really know that. And it could be that you have some issues that need to be resolved. By an estate plan, whether that's a trust or a will or both. And it's affordable. And it's, you know what? It's much more affordable than a fight over your house or a fight over your bank accounts or those types of things where it could cause long-lasting problems that are super expensive and could eat away all of the assets that you've worked hard to leave behind. At least talk to a lawyer about it, and definitely call me if you need a referral to somebody who practices in that area. The second thing on my list is to create a file with all the important documents in your life, to put them in one folder. And if you're a person that's not really computer savvy, you can put it in a box or a file. It's better to have them both in a hard copy and maybe in a computer file that's password protected so that no matter what happens, if there's a fire or flood or it gets lost, it will always be at the ready. But some of the issues and some of the documents that you're going to want to put in there are your trust and your will, your house deeds, your life insurance policies, your homeowner's policies, your bank records, credit cards, loan documents, your leases, mortgages, student loans, death certificates of a spouse, marriage and wedding, marriage and divorce decrees, safety deposit box information, the location of the key, where your investments are, where your bank accounts are, and your passport. So all of those things should be in one place so that you know and your loved ones know if you were to fall sick or to die, where to access those things. The third thing on my list is to make a list of all bills that are on auto pay, because one of the things that happens if someone becomes disabled or dies is that we don't know what's coming out of the bank account, and things could be coming out that shouldn't be coming out, and it's very difficult to stop auto pays when you don't know the username and the password. So this is related to another part of my list, which is to make a complete list of all your usernames and password codes, and I'm talking about all of them, whether it's your Kindle, reading devices, social media, your Amazon accounts, all of the things that you use on a daily basis, and those should all be in one place. And if you're going to put it on your computer, obviously you're going to want it to be password protected, that someone needs a password. But in your file, your hard copy file, you should have that password available so your loved ones can find them. I also have a slot here for medical information. Who are your doctors? What are their names? What is your pharmacy? What's your insurance carrier, your group policy number, and all of those, all of that information, including your medicines and what you're taking and how much. That's always very important. If something were to happen to you, the first question the doctor has is what medicine is she on? And it's important to have that information there. I'm going to continue with that list. And again, if you would like a copy of it, I'm happy to email it to you. The email is WGN@AskKarenConti.com.